Thank you, Reverend Earl Ikeda and the Moilele Honganji Mission Congregation for inviting me to speak today. This talk on happiness is based on a YouTube presentation by Sean Acor, a Harvard University professor. The happiness advantage was brought to my attention by one of my young friends. He was struck by the similarities to Buddhist teachings. I think you'll agree with him. Each step is evidence-based. In other words, each step has scientific reason and research behind it. Just like cognitive behavioral modification is the only effective evidence-based therapy that we know of today. It says to change your thinking, to change your behavior, and your mood or your feelings will change. But very interestingly, you'll notice how similar the steps in this homework assignment and in cognitive behavioral modification are similar to the Shakyamuni's basic teachings of changing your thoughts in order to change your behavior. Remember his gentle reminder of pure thoughts, pure actions? His reminders for everyday living are also evident throughout this homework assignment. For example, grateful appreciation and mindfulness also come into play. You can see the similarity between cognitive behavioral modification to Buddhist thought and actions. I call this following exercise that I've modified the happiness homework. So you do this for the next 21 days and do it with conscious awareness. And conscious awareness has two parts to it. First, it's like part of you becomes an objective observer. You're like a camcorder. You're watching and recording and evaluating everything like a scientist without judgment. And then the other part is with your feelings and all your sensory organs, like listening and feeling and smelling and tasting and touching. So you're present. So part of you is objective and part of you is totally present. So the first step is to think of three new things that you can be grateful for. Three new things every day in your life. And it could be something simple or something complicated. I'm very grateful for the fresh water we have here in Hawaii, that because of the filter system, we can just drink water out of the tap, which, you know, you really can't do that on many parts of the mainland. The second thing is to journal one positive thing daily. And again, it doesn't have to be anything fancy. My husband and I saw a little girl and her mom running up a hill in Kaimuki, and they were both laughing and laughing so heartily. It just made us feel good. The third thing is to exercise daily. We know very clearly there's a lot of scientific evidence that daily exercise is really important. That's with diet and exercise, in fact, you can reverse heart disease even. The fourth thing is to do one random act of kindness every day. That's probably easy for most Buddhists because we do that without conscious awareness, I think. But I'd like you to do it with conscious awareness. So when somebody tells you, thank you for helping me or doing this or that, I think it's important that you who did the random act of kindness accept the thank you and just say, oh, I'm glad you liked it, instead of say, it was nothing, right? The fifth thing is to meditate. You can meditate for 5 minutes or an hour, whatever time you have. And there's lots of different ways of meditating. I'd like to suggest one, which is guided imagery. The first step is to close your eyes and do 3 deep breaths. And you signal yourself by breathing out and in. And then step two is to keep breathing, but doing the out and in just more naturally. and easily, and tell yourself that with each breath out and in, you're just going to get more and more relaxed, more and more comfortable, with nothing to worry about, nothing to handle at this particular moment. Your job at this moment is just to breathe. And so you've already gone into the third step, which is out goes the stress and in comes the loving kindness. And then just go to your safe place. This is a place where no one can hurt you, and you cannot hurt anyone while you're there either. No one can come in unless you want them to, and they have to leave just as soon as you want them to, without any hassle. So while you're in your safe place, just hang out and renew yourself. Just let yourself feel good. And when you're ready, and not before, your bushing will arrive, the part of you that's compassionate and wise. It will come in a form of a person, place, or thing, an animal, vegetable, or mineral. It's different for each person. And you'll be able to communicate with it in whatever way you communicate with it. Sometimes it's through words, often not. And now I'd like to show you how to return, which is just the opposite of the way you went in, which is to breathe in and out. Start breathing in and out. And at the same time, start picking up things around you in your safe place. Put it in your pocket or your purse. Whatever you want to bring back and need to bring back so you can remember to come back. Then give your bushing some thanks. Thank it. Give it a gift. Make a date to meet again. And when you're ready, and not before, start breathing in and out. And just with each breath in and out, you'll become more and more alert, yet totally relaxed and in the zone, ready to do whatever you need to do next. And just open your eyes and come back. And just acclimate yourself. And you can see in these simple steps that the truth of the basic philosophical roots of Buddhism as taught to us by the Shakyamuni. Guess what? It's supported by modern science. Changing your thoughts to change your actions and behaviors and your feelings. Look at things in the positive things in your life, being grateful, being consciously aware of your thoughts and actions. These are the essence of compassion and wisdom. These truths are implicit in the happiness homework. Just realize, think, Buddhism has many applications for modern day living. If you can look and become consciously aware, you'll see that Buddhism relates to everyday life. Thank you.